Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter After This. Barbara hasn't called in yet, but our psychic Dale has. Are you there, Dale?
Yeah, I think we're having technical difficulties again.
I know that the callers seem to be able to call in fine. I see your friend.
Let me ask Richard if he will call in and see if he can get through.
I'm going to go ahead and put Richard through. Let me see if he'll put Richard through. I know Barbara's not here yet. Let's see here.
Well, because she can't get through either.
Oh, yeah. Aloha. Aloha.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, you can
doing okay
through.
Here. Had a little scramble there at the start, but okay now with us anyway. Okay.
Okay, I don't know what to do because of the fact that, you know, Barbara's not on. And
yeah.
I thought you checked everything. I mean,
hello?
There's no reason why this should happen.
Well, this didn't happen. I mean, this is a new thing. I mean, you know.
It's always a new thing.
Let me see.
Is Barbara on yet?
No, she's not on yet.
Well,
do you want me to? I'm wondering if Barbara's experiencing problems calling in too. Let me see if she is.
Okay, what is that noise? Oh my God, Richard, is that your
Richard?
Richard.
Yes.
Is that your television on? You've got to shut it off.
I'm shutting it off right now.
Because we're having a problem
it's
again.
On.
Okay, here's
okay,
Barbara. Here. Let me see if Barbara can come on.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody's going to hear us.
Barbara, you there?
Hi, Barb. Did you have any problems getting
Hi.
On?
Yeah, I had just one problem, and then I was successful the second try. So what's going on?
I don't know. I am so tired of this. I tried four times and couldn't get on my other phone.
Well, what it was I saw Dale come on, but then I couldn't hear. I was like saying Dale.
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, what do you think? Are we live right now on air? Is it working?
I don't know.
No, we're live on air. We're live on air right now. But,
okay.
And they're,
well,
they're calling,
hi everybody.
Waiting to talk. But, you know, so
oh, great.
They were able to go through. But the thing is, I don't know why it's having. What I did was I three-way Dale in.
We're all here now. So welcome, everybody.
Okay.
We have Psychic Dale Shear, who is phenomenal, okay? We
right.
offer this every Friday with this fabulous psychic here on the line right now and ready to help you in your path of life. Hi, Dale.
Okay.
Aloha. How are you?
Upset that this is happening. It shouldn't be happening anymore.
But I don't know if it is happening anymore. I mean, if we have a caller waiting and that is successful, then I think that, you know, we're okay.
Yeah.
Should we?
I hope you're right,
through?
Barbara. I hope you're right, because I don't know how many people can get through, but we'll find
out. Okay, actually, we have quite a few, actually.
All right. Then let's go for it.
850,
okay.
You're on the air.
Hello. Who are we talking to? Caller.
Hi.
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 Psychic Dale Shear right now. Do you have a specific question? Let us know your name and where you're from. And your questions.
Hi, my name is Keisha, calling from Florida. And I was just wondering, do you see me getting a lump sum of money?
Okay, you're calling from where?
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Florida.
And you're talking about a life lump sum of money as far as the lotto?
Yeah, or a job.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some type of income. It doesn't matter. As long as it's coming in.
I definitely see money coming in. Are you flying anywhere?
Yeah,
no.
A couple of places.
Okay. Best I can tell you is in the next few months or less, you have a lot of money coming in. Not a lot, but you have enough to suffice, and you'll be fine. And not to worry.
Mm.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Worrying is not a good thing.
I wanted to say something, you know, before we go on to the next caller. Dale gave me some really good advice, and I listened to it, and I went to the doctor. And as a result of going to the doctor, even though the last few days have been rough, I found out, Barbara, that I'm eligible for the vaccine.
You are what for the vaccine?
I'm eligible for the COVID vaccine.
Eligible?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good. Because of the issue.
There would be no reason that you wouldn't be eligible because of your situation.
Oh, no, I told them about the CP. They said that wouldn't be eligible. But I am overweight, and I think I have high cholesterol. So, but I mean, the fact that I'm going to be on high blood pressure means medicine, which means they're going to take care of it. And you know, it is it's great to know that. I mean, you know, I get too stressed out real easily, you know.
I think we all
That's
do.
Right.
But yeah. when are you supposed to get the shot?
Oh, I'm eligible, but there's nothing scheduled. I mean, they're going to put me on the list, and you know, when there's an eligibility coming up. In other words, I'm on the list. It's not like it's sitting around waiting for me. It's just that when I'm on the list, then they're going to let me know, and I can go and get vaccinated.
I will tell you, in the state of Florida, and I have some friends there, they are having problems. They put people on the list, and it's taking forever. But maybe it's going to speed up. Like, I'm going for my second shot on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they cancel it, too. My dad's was canceled, and now set for next week. And that's happened twice now, and he's in Arizona.
Oh, well, I'm not canceled. So it's Richard and I. I got on because of Richard, because I do caretaking for him. And so being a caretaker, you're allowed to definitely get a shot.
Oh, that's so good. That's good to know, to tell, you know, that you're telling the audience too, Dale. And
yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be totally safe, and that's going to be a relief.
Well, that remains to be seen, Barbara.
I hear Richard chuckling back there.
Yeah, I'm chuckling.
Richard chuckling, because we know better. We know better because you're still asymptomatic. Okay, here's the deal that you have to know with the shot. Once you get both shots, it takes 6 weeks to work through your body. So don't be running around and going places and doing things and, you know, and taking your mask off. Leave your mask on. In fact, leave it on forever at this point, you know.
I
know. Until we know.
Yes.
But
until
I'm,
know
just,
what's
I'm
going.
Happy that I can go to the gas station again. I'm happy that I can, and like, you know, plan a trip to go see Barbara again, you know, or Barbara and, or, I mean, you know, it's going to be a great thing to sort of, you know, get my life back in order and,
Barbara has to have the shot. You can't just get on a plane and go see Barbara. Barbara has to get the shot. Barbara, are you planning on getting the shot?
Yes, I am.
Are you on
a
list?
I'm not on any special list. I mean, I'm too young. I'm just a normal person that's not on a list. That's who I am.
Oh, I see. Okay, because
I haven't found any loopholes.
No, you don't have any. I don't know if he can see you if he has his two shots, because he can be asymptomatic and not know it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so sad when you can't see your elderly parents too. You know, this hasn't really stopped me from traveling. I have traveled carefully, but my dad, he is so strict. I can't see him. And some people are losing their dads and their moms and,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't want to think about that, but I'm glad that he's being very, very safe, actually.
No, that's good.
He won't let us visit.
My,
yeah, he won't let
the
us.
State of, the state of Nevada is practically opening up everything. I mean, you can go anywhere, do anything, you can eat. But with the 25% rule, the traffic, right, Richard, is insane over here.
Yeah.
Correct?
Oh yeah. Right.
I heard.
The traffic is just fierce.
Really?
I don't know where they're going or where they're coming from, but they're doing it.
Well, they're going to work.
See,
I mean, these people are going back to work already. And the schools are opening. The swimming pools are open. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff opening. And it's pretty good to be in Nevada right now. And Vegas is a little bit different story. They're starting to open up two or three shows. Now, that should be interesting to see how that plays out.
Oh, yes. My friend said it was fun seeing the shows. I did go to Vegas, but I didn't go to shows. But it's wonderful to go to the restaurants. They're very careful. And they have, at the five-star restaurants, they have little trays that hold your fresh mask. And every single time that you need to put a new one on, they'll come by with their little tongs and give you a fresh one in between your courses, or you need to use the restroom or anything. They are so wanting to please you because they are grateful for the business. And they said, every time I left any establishment, thank you for coming. Please come back. I mean, that's their livelihood, as we all know.
Right.
Yeah.
Nevada is really good on everything here. I mean, I don't know, Richard and I, we go out and eat all the time and we don't have any problems and it's really good, you know. And, you know, so it's safe. I mean, but I just saw the stats on Nevada just a little while ago, Washoe County, which is Reno. They think they had one death and like 30 cases, and then they had like 200 recoveries. So it's pretty good. You know, it's good here. And more. And we have lots and lots of people getting the shot. We ought to get you over here, Johnny, so you can get a shot. You could get one right away if you call my doctor.
Now, I want to say something. Because of the technical problems that we were having before the show, I cannot screen the calls, because if I was to go screen it, then I would take Dale with me and Barbara would be... Unless you're okay with talking while I screen this call, Barbara. Are you okay with that?
No. Barbara was doing a great job.
Oh,
Barbara was
doing
a great job.
Hey, if somebody comes on and says something we don't like, can we just hang up? I mean, they're not going to get us through the phone line.
And Barbara, I was watching TV last night, and I saw that they were having shows like Johnny is doing on Facebook. Can you please look into that?
We will.
But I don't know. I mean, it is true. I will look into it. I will look into it, and I've been wanting to do it both simultaneously at the same time. The podcast and broadcast it, and I know how to do it. I already looked into it. So if Johnny okays it, will
I can't think
in
of the
future.
Guy. I can't think of the comedian's name, but he has his own show on all the time on Facebook, and people call in and everything. So see what the pricing is or check out. And I just really would appreciate it because I don't know the first thing of where to look on Facebook. I'm not real computer savvy with Facebook, but if you would look into it, if they have several things.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
Okay, they have.
I Facebook Live all the time, Instagram Live all the time, and I understand that you want to get it out there, but the actual real podcast coming from Blog Talk Radio, that's what everybody really wants. They want what we already do have. Anybody could go live on Facebook, but I understand that you want to reach those people. I mean, we post it. They could watch it after the fact, but I know you personally want the callers. So
I think you're misunderstanding me. These are radio shows that are on Facebook Live at the time, just like us.
And there's another one called Clubhouse that everybody's telling me that we should be on, too. There's a lot of things to do. I'm not so sure if Johnny has all that time because he's trying to launch the TV channel, too. So if we have a TV channel, then we don't need Facebook Live because we'll be on TV.
We can do both because what's happening here is within this year, we should have a lot more people calling in, and it's just staying the same. So it's time to change and do both, you know, which would be good.
Well, anyway, are you ready to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
61.
Is area code what?
Hi, caller. Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay.
Long Island, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask two questions. My first question is I have an interview Monday. Do you see me getting the position? At 10 o'clock in the morning is the interview. And when do you see a romantic interest coming in for me?
Okay, well, let's do one at a time. What type of business that you have the interview, and did you say it was at 3 in the morning?
No, 10.
Oh, okay. And what type of business? What type
food
of business?
Service, food, working at a school, food.
Food, okay. Like a cafeteria?
Yeah.
Okay. They're in the process of interviewing now. Are you aware of that?
Yes, they're interviewing people, yes.
Okay. So you're one of many at this point. They're slow, and the whole process is going to take a while. But in a matter of weeks or months, it's going to be boom, 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 boom. Plenty of jobs. I know all over the place. They are hurting for people like crazy. So don't get upset if you don't get this. It's just not because of you. It's because they want to make sure and they want to interview, you know, a whole bunch of people.
Do you see any teacher aid jobs for me then? I mean, I'm going for both.
Yeah,
I do.
But
I interviewed, and I can't wait too long. It's like it'll be June, you know. I'm looking for, in March.
What are about tutoring?
No. I need to work. I'm working part-time as a lunch monitor and an aide. I need full-time, or at least 6-7 hours.
I don't see a problem with it. You will get that.
I applied to one last week. I don't know if I'll get that one. I didn't, you know, there's only so many.
Well, you got to call them back.
Well, I did. I mean, I can't keep calling. They just gave my email that I was interested in. They said, yes, we received it. You know what I'm saying? It was just last week.
Well, there's not too many times that you can't call back. I know when I wanted a job, I just kept calling until I got it, and I would get it eventually. So, I mean, you know, don't feel bad. Just keep calling. You're going to get something. It's going to be fine. As far as a relationship, that doesn't happen until after you get the job where you want it to be. Then I do see a relationship coming your way, but it's not happening until after the fact.
So like a couple of months?
Yes, definitely. Definitely by June.
Oh, all right.
Definitely.
Do you know how I'll meet this?
Okay. It is through school. It is through people you know. It is that way. I don't see it so much on the internet or you checking out on the internet, but I do see it with,
Yeah, that's great because I really don't have much luck with the internet stuff, so I think you're right. So it's either going to be the food service in the cafeteria or a teacher aide, and I guess in a couple of weeks, either one?
Yes, definitely. We're all.
Okay, great.
We're all. Let us know. Call us back on this because I feel very positive that you're going to get what you want.
All right, great. I hope it's in 2 weeks. Can't be 2 months. School's over in June.
Well, we don't know that now. I mean, school may continue for a while because of the fact of the coronavirus being, you know, the way it was and a lot of people not learning properly. So I feel school's going to go on much longer. I mean, longer than we think. You know, Johnny,
no,
and I will tell you.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this. This is very strange. Years ago, I've been on radio for, God, I'm ancient. But anyway, regular radio for years. And I made a prediction that was caught up by the newspaper like over 20 years ago for Tahoe and Reno and Washoe and Carson, saying that techies would move in here. There'd be a lot of money coming in. And it would be one of the places to live. And property would be like non-existent. And I did that 20 years ago. And it's happened now. So I never know on time a lot, because I train my mind to look in the future. And when I do, I look way out there. And then I bring back the information to my head. And people go, well, you're wrong. Well, then they'll call me back like 5 years later and go, hey, everything you said happened. So what can I say? I don't know on time.
Well, I mean, I hope it's not 5 years for the jobs and the men.
No, come on, come on. Yeah, girl, you're good. You're good. Not to worry. So how's things
right
up in Long Island?
Okay. All right, expensive.
Always has. What about the coronavirus up there? How is it, more open or is it better?
Things are opening up. I mean, slowly. I even go to a gym and I work and I see friends. I mean, you have to live.
Yes. Yes. So, and then, so if you see the friends, are you wearing your mask and all?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it is getting better. I am having a very hard time seeing the future of what's going on in the world in the next couple of years. It's just so crazy that this is the first time in my life that I can't project. At the moment, I can project little things, you know, like the housing crisis. Is it going to end or is it going to just flatten out? It's crazy. It's just what's going on here I have never seen in my life. And the rentals and the RVs and everything happening. So I really have to take a look at that.
I mean, that's so interesting. How is it? Would you consider this to be like some kind of a block that you're experiencing?
No. No. I don't know what it is because it's never happened before. I mean, I've always been able to see the future for people one-on-one. But I'm not a world predictor, so maybe that has something to do with it. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I can't see the market of housing going up much more. I mean, it's like, you know, 50, 60, 70 people in line to buy a house. And no rental. So are people going to end up on the street? You know, and I'm looking into it in my head and I'm not coming up with anything very positive.
Yeah, they are moving to the street.
Can I ask one more really quick question?
Yes.
How's my son doing?
Where is he?
South Carolina.
I would need a picture of him, but I don't see a real big problem with him. I feel he's all right.
All right. He's plugging through.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
So, Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, what do you feel about what's going on, out of curiosity?
I feel like we've made it this far, so the longer I wait for my dad to get his shot, the more careful I am, because I feel like we've gone this far. I've made it. I didn't catch this virus. Then just hold on for a little while longer, and I could do it. It's the thing that changed it is when the vaccine became available. In my mind, that gave me hope. Before, when there was no hope, I think that made people tend to not be as careful because they're like, well, I don't know, this could be the rest of my life. I got to live. So that is what changed for me. When I felt the hope, then I thought, yeah, I can be in lockdown. I can do it. I can wait it out. I don't have to go and go and go and go and go and feel like I'm missing life if I don't go. I can hold out a little while longer. I just want my dad to be safe. My mom and stepdad already got theirs in Washington. I am concerned about my dad.
Well, why isn't he getting his?
Because they are running out in Arizona. He was supposed to get it last week, and they canceled his appointment, rescheduled it. And so that's why they're running out. They don't have enough.
So that's not going to be an issue. There's more. Biden's making it more and more and more and more going out to the area. So I'm not worried about them having. They said that in Nevada, and like 5 days later, they had it. So, I mean, you know, I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned. I've been taking a wait-and-see attitude to see what the shot actually does, you know, for the permanency of it. And what's scaring me is, like, people will get both shots, then they take their mask off, and then they're, oh, I'm fine. But they're not realizing that you can be asymptomatic, you know, and you can give other people, or you can still get it, you know. But they're just like, no, we're not fine. We have
But I should also say there is hope. This 70.5 million people have been at least given one dose.
Right, right.
So
and I'm one of those.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually more people that have gotten the vaccine than those people that are who had the virus.
That's all true. But, again, we don't know how long it's going to last. I'm not trying to be negative. But
no, I know.
In other words, there's a lot of iffies. Yeah, I don't know. Is Richard still on the phone?
He is.
Am I still
can
on?
You put him to me?
Yeah.
Richard.
Hi, Richard.
What do you think?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, everybody. What do I think? Hey, I think it's really going to open up in the next week or two, because Johnson & Johnson was approved by the FDA, excuse me, and that'll, you know, send off 2 or 3, 4 million more doses of the medicine, so to speak, and they will be manufacturing, and that will give us basically, I think I'm correct on this, that we have 3 major producers of vaccines, and of course the Johnson & Johnson one sounds pretty good because it's just a single shot, bang, and you're done. And one question I got in my mind, maybe somebody knows the answer to this, is can we take one of one kind and then suddenly take a Johnson & Johnson, or do we end
no,
up
I
with
don't
a lump
so.
Of But anyway, there's going to be much more, you know, much more of the meds out there. And I think Johnson & Johnson was ready to send out 4 or 5 or 6 million right now, bang, and come back and send out more and more and more. So I suspect in the next month or so, the availability will increase probably by double or triple of what you've been getting recently.
That's good. That's a good thing. I don't think you can take both, but I wonder if we'll have to take a shot a year. You know, one shot of something a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm curious
about.
Yeah,
that's
we won't know.
Or like a booster shot.
Barbara, I will bet on one thing. Your father, within a month, will get the shot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'm very close with
him. I'm telling
you,
or less. I'm saying within. But he will get the shot, so I'm not worried about him. He's on the list.
Okay.
Now, Johnny has to get on the list. I mean, and he has to double, and I call all the time. And I just say, like, where am I on the list? Do you have this stuff in? That type of thing. I'm lucky because of Richard. I'm a caretaker. But also on DoorDash and Grubhub, you are considered essential worker. So they give you a slip of paper to go get the shot as well.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. My delivery people are probably safe. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Dale. Yeah, we've been on for half an hour. Let me give out your number. So, everybody, this is Dale Shear's direct number for after the show, okay? Well, right now, first of all, if you want to call in to get your free reading, call in to our show number, which is 516-531-9874. And then after the show, all week long until next Friday, you can book with Dale.
Wait, no. Don't mix them up with the two numbers. The first number is good, and let them call into the show. And then later on, we'll give them my other number if they want to call after the show for a private consultation. Okay? And that does cost some money. Okay.
Yeah,
do we have the next?
It's a long
yes, this is an unidentified number, but I'm going to go ahead and put it through.
Hi, mystery caller. You're on.
Hi. Good afternoon. It's been a couple of months. Hi, Sharon. Thanks very much for taking my call. I'm doing it on Skype right now. But thank you for sharing about that. Yeah, thank you for sharing the essential workers that could get a vaccination. I know someone who cannot afford it because they have a very low income. I'm going to let them know that. I'm glad I tuned in.
Well, that's good because there is no charge for any of these vaccinations. None. Zero.
Okay.
So,
zero.
But you have to have a certain age right now in order to get it. You know, I know in Nevada, we're down to the age of 55 and 65. But each state is different. And the young ones, like Barbara and stuff, I don't think it's fair. You know, I think Barbara's age should get a shot. I think everybody should get a shot. No matter what your age is.
When you're the only legal guardian, when you're the only guardian at all, I'm it, okay? Her dad's already gone, passed away. I'm it. If she loses me, I mean, she has no parents left. So I should be up on the list, I feel.
I agree, 120%. I agree. But not to worry, we're all going to get it, and let's hope it all works itself out.
But
okay.
Why do we have to send
our
kids to school when it was a choice before, and now it's not a choice, and we have to send them twice a week to school? That really makes me nervous.
Wait, what?
My
what
daughter went to school, middle school. Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter went back to school, and before we had a choice to send our kids to school or have them do online. Now they have to go. There's no choice. They changed it. Now she has to go twice a week to school. So doesn't that make us all nervous as parents?
No.
I mean,
four
kids
they
have already gotten it out of school. Four kids have gotten it there.
They wouldn't have allowed them to come twice a week if they didn't feel it was safe. So
okay.
I think they have put up all the safeguards. Just like I go into a restaurant, you go into a restaurant, they got the safeguards up, you know? So the chances of getting it, you know, are very, it's not going to happen. Like where are you? You're now in what, Long Beach?
Huntington Beach, and four kids did get coronavirus at her school.
Okay, so what happens then is when that occurs, then you have a choice as a parent to say, and this is important, four kids got the, four kids got the virus. So therefore, I'm taking my kid out of the school and I want her to learn online. You have that choice. Whether you believe it or not. And if they don't like it, you could sue them.
Okay. All right.
So
I
if you
like
feel.
But she wanted to, Dale. Oh, can you do a little mini reading on her? Because she really is having a good time at school finally after moving here to a new school, not having any friends. She actually made friends online.
That's a quick question.
In her classes.
Yes.
Wait. Yes, Barbara,
could
I will
ask
answer that question. But let me finish with this caller and
permission
I'll answer.
To ask you a question?
Yes.
I forgot.
I'm sorry.
You talk because you have a lot of informative information. Where I work right now, you know, because I'm pretty much like on the edge. Okay, my gosh, you know, who's nervous about their job? I was very uncomfortable that, you know, the owner, I don't know what he wanted to say, but I go beyond borders of doing this small essential job. It made me nervous.
Wait, one thing. And, you never tell me, where do you live? What area?
Sorry, ma'am. Permission. My name is Melissa, Colorado, Denver, USA.
Okay. You're in Denver. Okay. And you can't tell me there's no jobs, because everywhere you look, everywhere you drive, it's we'll hire now. I mean, you can go anywhere. It may not be what you want, and it may not be, you know, maybe fast food, which are paying $12 to $15 an hour at this point in time. So you need to just take anything until you get the right thing.
Okay. Great advice.
There's too many jobs available, to the point of Biden's bringing in 25,000 workers from New Mexico because nobody wants to work because they're getting unemployment. So therefore, they don't want to go out and work. There are so many jobs right now. Just take anything.
Okay.
And keep applying for the one you want.
Okay.
It's
comforting. That's comforting. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, darling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara, let me go back to you. Now, what was your thing on the question you had?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know the good news that Priscilla is making friends. So I feel like I'm caught in between a rock and a hard place. I don't want her to go, but she really wanted to go to school because, believe it or not, she made friends just doing the virtual classes on the online, just socializing in the classroom online. She made like four friends and she wanted to go. To me, that was like such a breakthrough. So
that is
wonderful.
And I can tell you this. There's not a whole lot of people dying from the disease at this point. And she's young enough. I'm not worried about her. If I had a choice, I would send my child to school right now. If they thought it was really bad, and people do get the virus, but it's a little bit different now. It's more when you're young and stuff, a lot of times, you know, you're over it within 10 days. So I wouldn't be concerned at this point. But if she's happy, let her be happy first. You know, that's important.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. You don't want to
depress
the kid.
No, I feel like I'm gravitating towards that too. Okay, so good. That eases my mind. Thank you.
Okay, good.
And sorry
right.
about that call.
Now
she was there. She was so quiet.
That's right. You can give out our phone number my phone number if you want now.
Okay.
Okay.
The phone number. Oh, sorry, Barbara. Go right ahead.
Oh no, you go for it, Johnny.
Okay. 808-372-1816.
And that's for private consultation only.
For private consultation only.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, did you have another one, Johnny, or what?
We sure do. 845. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hi. How are you tonight? I was calling. I had a specific question.
Okay, wait. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yes, hi. My name is Trish, and I'm calling from Rockland. I'm sorry,
where?
There's a delay. Yes, my name is Trish, and I'm calling from Rockland County, New York.
I don't know where that is. I mean, I'm from Jersey, and I've been in New York all my life, but where is Rockland County?
It's a half hour from New York City.
Really? How did I miss that? Is that where all the outlets are?
Oh, the outlets is about a half hour from Rockland County.
Okay, then I passed it. Just not knowing I passed it. Okay. All right, what's your question?
My question is regarding my son, Michael, if you have any insight regarding him.
Well, I can't be that general. It has to be more specific. What do you want to know?
Will he be healed? Will his body, mind, and soul be healed?
Maybe, and I say maybe eventually, if he gets the right people to work with him. I don't feel that they have the right answers, nor do I feel they have the right doctors or the right whoever he needs to work with him at this point. There is depression around him, and he's sad. I don't know what that's going to do, but it's not a good place for him to be in at this point in time. If you can find the right people to work with him, and if he'll allow it, then yes, he can be helped completely.
Okay, because we've had a lot of near-death experience for him, and
I believe he's being
saved by the angels.
Well, I already picked up the death and near-death experiences, and that's a show I really want to do with Barbara. Did he go to the other side?
He didn't talk about going to the other side, but he was probably as close as you can, you know. I believe that he did. His heart stopped at one point, but he was, you know, brought back to life.
Okay, when that usually happens is a lot of times we do have angels that watch over us, and they help you and they bring you back, you know, for whatever reason, or something's not completed, or they bring you back. So he is being watched over. That's the best I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Would you be able to tell me if you feel my brother who's passed on around?
Well, okay, this would be a regular reading, and you would have to call me. I mean, the stuff you want to know is very intricate, and, you know, requires a reading. It's not just yes or no answer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I appreciate your time. I just, you know, I wanted to know what you felt around my son.
Okay.
Well, he'll get better eventually if he has the right people, okay?
Now, the number for Dale, in case you want to call her, is 808-372-1816. Okay?
Yeah.
Call
I'm
her.
Just getting a Book piece that. Of paper, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, can you repeat that? Because I have a pen now. 808-372-1816.
No, Johnny. You got the number wrong. 808. 3-7-2-18-16.
Yes.
Okay, I have it written down.
Okay, whenever you feel like calling, thank you. And check my website out, DaleShear.com, DaleShear.com.
Yes. Okay, thank you very
and
much.
And we are on.
And have a great evening.
We are on YouTube, and we are on Roku, so you might want to check us out there, too.
Okay, I will check that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
You too.
Well, Barbara, I just, you know, I don't know what it is. I just draw Long Island people. I draw New York people, maybe because I'm from the area, and I totally understand the area, and I miss it terribly. I forgot to ask her if anything is opening in New York. I mean, I know they're opening in Vegas, but I'm curious about New York.
I have a couple of New York friends. I have a couple of them. One just goes about her business. She's a healthcare worker. She got her shot, but even before that, she went and did her business. She always thinks she knows that God is going to protect her. She just walks with that shield confidently. And my other New York friend, he's a producer who produces the, you know, Rockefeller Center, the New Year's Eve thing, all that. He's a big time. He has not been back to the city since it started in March. He did not want to get it. He moved to Brooklyn with his parents or somewhere outside of New York City. He has a beautiful apartment overlooking New York City, and he has not been back. Now, there's two different kinds of people. Some people go on with their life, and they're careful. And then there's ones they just do not have any contact. So I don't know.
Okay.
He's not a big restaurant person, and he's not even in the city.
There's more than two. I know Richard and I and Blake, whatever. We're medium people.
That's true. Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Richard.
Medium.
See back.
Yes.
Medium.
No,
medium
people.
Medium,
like,
you're right.
Because we go out a lot. Today it was ridiculous. We drove to 5 different places, banks, food, everything. You know, swim centers. We just go about our business, but that's medium. And but we do it in the sense of, okay, where we're going to eat, we're familiar, and we know that there's, you know, a lot of people got shots and stuff like that.
Right.
Now
I have a question, though.
Wait, someone's calling
in between
me.
This,
I got to tell
question.
Them. Hold on.
Okay. I'm just curious. Maybe I'll ask Richard while you do that. Richard. What about somebody who's already had the coronavirus, like Dale's husband, who you are all sharing a home with? Okay, so what do people who have already had the coronavirus do? Do they get their shot too?
Well, I think so.
They get it.
You know, when you get it in line and everything there, he just turned, her husband just turned 65, and... that 65 number seems to be one of the key numbers they go by for people, and many states, not all, I guess. But you have to take what I consider is normal precautions. No matter where we go, we make sure we have our spacing. We make sure we have our mask, and so on like that. And I think that if you just follow those basic, whatever you want, precautions, I guess is a good word. If you follow the basic precautions, you're going to be okay. And like you were talking about your daughter going to school, it's they're going to take precautions there. The kids won't like the precautions, but they will like going back to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they like it sometimes when they have pimples on their chin.
Yeah, it's, having that.
Okay, where are we at? We got Richard talking to Barbara. I don't know what's going on. I had a call. What's happening?
Yeah, we're going crazy.
I said that he goes, well, the kids probably don't like taking the precautions. I go, well, they do when they have pimples on their chin. Nobody laughs.
Well,
they can cover their pimples up. I mean, really, it's a true thing. They like
it. It is a true thing, but you know, I learned something when I was when I was a kid, I was told not to eat fried foods because you would get oily and pimples. And I did it, and I didn't get oily and pimples. So maybe that's a solution.
Yeah, I never got pimples. I maybe one or two, but I wasn't a pimple-y person.
Me neither, but
no.
I'll tell you, when I did get it, when I did get it, it was the size of Mount Everest. It was big.
Volcano.
Okay, where are we? Where's Johnny?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. What are we doing now?
Well, we're about a few minutes left. I think we're about out of
We're not out of time, Johnny. You mean you're out of people. That's
well,
because
you
you're
are
not.
Out of words, Johnny boy. You don't know what to say. Dale and I could talk all night long. I bet we could talk for five
That's
hours
right.
straight. It would be interesting.
And we could talk forever. No, this is what ticks me off is that the show, you know, we're not getting it out there. There should be thousands of people trying to call in like I have normally. Instead, you have 10 people and da-da-da. And this is what's happening all the time every week. So he's got to do something about it or I'm not going to be around.
But how many can you handle, though? Because we had it callers all the way up to the end. We just, well, we could probably
we're not
have
at the
a
end.
Couple more callers. But Johnny, I don't even know if we have another one. Johnny, are you there? Maybe he's, are you screening? Okay. All right. Well, oh, let me just say, sorry to interrupt you, Johnny. I just want to say something about Johnny because he was starting to talk about it. We had a scare. I get a scare when something happens to Johnny. He had to have emergency surgery yesterday.
Oh, really? He didn't say that. I saw something on Facebook. What happened?
Well, what happened was the dentist told me, you know, I had a tooth that needed to come out. And so what happened was that, you know, I was under the impression, because I've had tooth extracted before, and it was just a, you know, they put the tooth under, they anesthetize the tooth, and then they pull the tooth out. What I did not know is that I was going to actually be put under. And I've been under before, but see, it takes me, I have to psychologically prepare for it. And this time I had about 20 minutes to psychologically prepare for it. And I wasn't used to it, and it was really scary. And then, you know, I went under, nobody knew I was going under. That's the thing. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to have all your people you care about know that you were going under. Nobody knew. And I just went in and then they, you know, they put me under and then, you know, 1 minute I wake up and there's a cotton where my tooth used to be. But see, what happened was that later on that night, they were monitoring my blood pressure and it got real high.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad decided that we'll take him to the hospital, to the emergency room. And I think, you know, there's something called white coat thing. But see, the problem is that the past few days have not been normal. I mean, I lose 2 crowns. Somebody tells me that I have to have a tooth extracted. And then 2 days later, I have surgery. Then I basically was like every day this week, with the exception of Monday, I had seen a doctor for some kind. And it's like every day was something. And you know, you keep thinking, I'm going to see this doctor. The doctor's going to tell me to go do something else. And then, you know, the doctor's going to go do something else. Before you know it, I mean, I really did not think I was going to have surgery again. I've had it.
Well, you know what? You got to get used to changes, Johnny. These things happen for your benefit. And there is white coat syndrome because I have it. If I look at a blood pressure machine, my blood pressure will go up to 50 over 130. And Richard, I know he's like the same way. So I take my blood pressure at home. And it's you know, you probably needed a tooth extracted, but why would they use, I don't understand why they wouldn't use Novocaine.
You know, I don't understand that either. I personally don't understand a lot of things, like why is it that dentists don't do root canals anymore? Why, you know.
Because they're not specialized in it.
Well, but I've had dentists do root canals before.
That's probably 20 years ago. They're not specialized. Yeah. You have to be specialized. Or you have to learn, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
They still do them.
They still do them. Some do, but not everybody. It's certain ones don't, and certain ones do. You know, it depends on the person and how bad your root canal is. Personally, I would want a root canal specialist doing me, not just a regular dentist.
I guess I understand that. It's just that the only problem that I have with that is if you're familiar with your dentist, you know, I would rather have the dentist can do it. I would rather be the dentist. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, of course, but that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
Life is changing. And that is what I'm learning right now, that everything I know is not what it is anymore. So I gave up on, I used to really buck the changes. And you know what? I'm not bucking them anymore. I'm just flowing through it.
Like, I basically, I'll tell you something that happened. Like, I was in the waiting room, and then I overheard someone talk, and they were going on and on and on about what happened to them and how there was blood all over the floor and everything. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? I'm, like, literally sweating, you know. And I'm there with my parents, and, you know, you know what it is. I mean, your parents are telling you to calm down. Of course you don't calm down. You still feel like it doesn't work. I mean, you know, and I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking, like, this is what I was thinking. I thought you create the worst scenario in your mind. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have to cancel the show tonight because I'm going to be in the hospital room. And I was creating all sorts of horrible situations because they can't get the blood pressure down or something. And it went down. But it was like, and I was thinking in my mind, like, should I call Barbara or not call Barbara? Because Mom told me to go. She goes, son, go upstairs and sleep. You know, because before they took me to the hospital, because she was trying to get me to relax, and then I was like, part of me wanted to text Barbara, but you know, just I wondered, maybe Barbara was probably wondering where I was, you know,
I called in. We weren't so sure about the topic, so I called in the show, and then it said you don't have a show scheduled for 24 hours, and I just assumed, well, Johnny decided not to just talk about nothing, so. That's why I wasn't alarmed. I know, and he's like, "Oh, hi! I just came out of emergency surgery." And Priscilla and I were like, "Oh no! Oh wow! Because hey, you could die. You could die. Okay. He's had 8 surgeries. It makes him really nervous. But Johnny, your parents are very highly intelligent, and they're going to put you in the right hands. And it probably was just, you know, a thing that just." Maybe he was going to get infected. They had to just get it out.
That was what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it was fractured. It was fractured. Which means that you have to get it out. And I'm telling you, I just feel like I'm thinking about, you know, like, I'm just, it's like whenever you go under, you want everything to go well. But, I mean, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, a lot of people are probably wondering where I am. And probably a lot of people are going to meet me.
I think you think too much. That's what I think.
Yes.
I think you got to quit thinking about yourself and what's happening and the show and the whole bit and just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That was my advice, too.
And we're out of time, Johnny.
We're out of time. No more worrying. You heard it out of Dale Shear's lips. She said, do not worry. Work on that, Johnny. Please, work on it.
All right.
Yeah.
I know.
Causes anxiety.
Well, it's actually not so much.
Yeah.
See, the truth is that I was just going to say this, and then you can do the shout out. See, this is my problem. My problem is that I worry, and then I do get better later on. But there's the period of time when I'm worried is what I'm worried about, because I'm worried that when I get older, that worrying is going to turn into a heart attack or a stroke, and I don't want that to happen.
You know what?
Yeah,
no,
well, you haven't stopped worrying yet. It's really annoying, though, Johnny, when we tell you not to worry and you keep worrying, then you add another worry to it. We just don't worry. Then you say, yeah, but I worry. Stop worrying. Stop doing it. You might have to see a counselor about your worry because I notice it quite often.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right. Totally
agree with that. Yeah. Anyway, can we end the show so I can have dinner?
Yeah,
sure,
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You'll find this show and all of Dale Shear's wonderful shows on our special playlist right on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And we're out there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow. And tell us how you
feel. And
Barbara,
would you please check into the Facebook thing that I was talking about.
Yeah, and I would love to talk to you about that topic of the discussion about losing somebody, too, with you personally on air. So that would be awesome. I didn't miss what you had said, that you wanted to do a show about that with me. I heard that, so I would love to.
Yes, yes.
So thank you, Dale.
Yes.
And
thank you
for all of your great readings tonight. And it was great hearing Richard's voice. Thank
and
you, Johnny. We're glad you're okay.
Yeah,
and
aloha.
Oh, aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, Johnny boy.